הלכה י' ב'. כפי דברי רבנו אריזל, קדיש דקודם הודו וקודם יוצר, according to the Arizal, the Kaddish of before, that's before Hodu, and before Yotzer, ושל אחר העמידה, קודם אשרי, ושל קודם תפילת לדוד, ושל קודם פיתום הקטורת, and the one before פיתום הקטורת, כל חמישה אלו חובה הם. These five are חובה. ואין הקטן יוכל לאומרם לבדו. All the Kaddishim that we mentioned, a child cannot say them on his own. Meaning if a child has to say, if his parent passed away and he's saying Kaddish, so he can't be the only one saying it in the congregation because those are chova, are required. אלא צריך גדול להוציא הציבור ידי חובתם. You need an adult to say them for the congregation. וקדיש שקודם עלינו לשבח, now the Kaddish that's before עלינו לשבח, שאומרים אחר תנא דבאליהו, זה נקרא קדיש יתום. That's called Kaddish for the orphans. שחזל תקנו זה לאומרו היתומים. Our sages ordained it for the yetomim, for the orphans. ואינו מקרא חמישה קדישים הנזכרים. It's not included in the five קדישים that we mentioned. שניתנו לצורך העולמות. These five קדישים that we mentioned in the prayer are necessary to elevate the תפילה. When we spoke about the introduction of a few classes back, when we spoke about the introduction to Kaddish, we spoke about the concept of what Kaddish does, that Kaddish elevates the prayer. And it's like almost like a shield to the prayer. So those are the other Kaddishim. The ones before Alein HaShabach does not have that role. אלא זה הקדיש הוא בעולם העשייה שיש תועלת לנפטר. That's good for the person who passed away. אם יאמר אותו בנו תוך 12 חודש. A child who says it for his parent or family that passed away within 12 months, it's able to elevate their soul. וגם בכל יר צייט. Who knows what a יר צייט is? יר, year צייט, the time. The time of the year. Meaning the day that the person passed away, they say Kaddish also has the power to elevate that person's neshama. V'yesh bo shtei to'aliyot. There are two things that you gain from the Kaddish for a person who passed away. Ha'echat, la'tzilo medin gehenom. It saves a person, it's able to pull him out from gehenom. V'ashniya, and the second thing, la'chniso le'gan eden. Now, it's not enough just to get out of Gan Eden. To get him out of gehenom. You need to get him into the good place. להכניסו לגן עדן, ולהעלותו ממדרגה למדרגה, and to elevate him higher and higher. Every time the son says a Kaddish, the parent gets elevated another step, and another step, and another step, and another step. There's a famous story with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was once walking, and he saw a person who was all black. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, "What's going on with you?" He says, "I'm not from this world. I'm from the upper world, or the lower world." He said, I did Averot in this lifetime, and my punishment was every day I have to go chop wood in the forest, and I have to burn myself. And I have angels that watch over me, make sure I do a good job, it gets nice and crisp. Every day, and they reawaken me, every day on a constant basis for a little bit of a while. So Rabbi Kiviga says to him, "Tell me, do you have any family here?" He says, "Yeah, I have a son, one son." So he says, and is he Shomer Torah Mitzvot? So he says, "No, he doesn't really know anything. I never really bothered to teach him anything." So Rabbi Akiva says, "What town is he in?" So Rabbi Akiva goes to the town and discovers the kid. The kid doesn't know anything. And Rabbi Akiva teaches him, he says, "Look, I bumped into your dad. The situation's not good. Maybe you want to spend some time investing in his future." So he teaches him Alphabet. And he teaches him to read Mishnayot. And then he teaches him the depths of Gemara. And then he teaches him, and he sees him say, you know, he keeps teaching him until he makes him into a Talmid Chacham. So a little time transpired, and Rabbi Akiva again bumps into the same person. This time he was all dressed in white. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, "What happened?" He says, "You should know. When you started teaching my son Aleph Bet, right away they lowered the fires that I had to be burnt in. And then when you taught him the next level, then they said that they said I don't have to burn as often. And then the next level, they pulled me out of Gehenom. And then the next level after that, they put me into Gan Eden. And now look where I am. I'm dressed in these white, beautiful clothes because of what you taught my son." So there's a connection between what goes on down here and obviously those that were here once. לכך אומרים אותו היתומים תוך 12 חודש. That's why the yitomim, the orphans, say it within 12 months. וגם ביום הירצייט בכל שנה ושנה. Every year, on the date, the Jewish date, obviously, following the Jewish calendar, the Hebrew calendar, of when the person passed away. וכך היה נוהג רבנו אריזל. The Arizal used to have this מנהג. לומר קדיש בת רזה בכל שנה שנפטר בו אביו. Every, on the date that his father passed away, he would say this קדיש. בין בשחרית, בין בערבית. Whether it was שחרית or was ערבית, הוא כאן נזכר בספר הכוונות, as it is brought down in ספר הכוונות. ומצאתי כתוב בספר כתר מלכות, and I found it brought down in the book called כתר מלכות, שיאמר היתום בלחש, the orphan should say quietly, הן בתוך 12 חודש, whether it's before or within the 12 months of the family member passing away, הן ביום ירצייט בכל שנה, or on the day that commemorates the passing away, קודם קדיש זה, before this קדיש, פסוקים מאלפה בטא, פסוקים that encompass the name, המתחילים באותיות שם אביו או אמו, שאומר קדיש זה באדם. You say פסוקים that start the name of the person. The person's name starts with a dalet, then you say a pasuk that starts with a dalet. If it starts, and then if it has afterwards a vav, and so on and so forth. וכנגד כל עוד משמותם יאמר פסוק אחד, you should say one verse coinciding with every letter of the name. דווקא בלחש, you should say it silently. וערב לי תעמו, and I see the reasoning, says the בן איש חי, וכן ראוי לעשות, and this also makes sense to do. למסתר במילתא ואין בזה הפסד, there's no loss in doing this. So we saw about the importance of Kaddish and the effect it has on the family members. הלכה י' ג' פה יראינו נהגו לומר בקדיש בת רזה, הם בשחרית, הם בערבית, דמנהג, before saying the Kaddish, before Alenu Shabbach, is to say, Rabbanan Baruch Hu Et Hashem Avorach. Some people say, Baruch Hu Et Hashem Avorach, some say, Rabbanan Baruch Hu Et Hashem Avorach. Ach ba'ir HaKodesh, lo nahagu lomar Rabbanan, but in Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, where we are now, there was not a minhag to say Rabbanan, ve'akilot kol echad yaseh ki minhago bezeh, every congregation should do what they're used to doing, ובספרי הקטן רב פעלים, עשיתי בסייעתא דשמיא, טעם לאמירת רבנן. And if you look in the book, רב פעלים, another ספר that the בן איש חי wrote, שאלות ותשובות, that goes in depth into הלכות, he says that there is a reason to say רבנן, הן כאן, הן קודם ברכת התורה, בעליית צבע התורה. You'll see also, it's very prevalent amongst the Moroccans, that to say רבנן, ברכו את השם המבורך. Very prevalent to say the Rabbanan. It's more prevalent in Moroccan communities to say Rabbanan, and the Ben Ish Chai goes into it and explains the significance of how important it is.